So I took it upon myself to write a book, just an informational ebook, basically, and share it. And the book went viral. Parents ate it up. They wanted to know more. So I saw a need to provide information. And from this, it scaled into a huge business for me, providing and giving information to others. All of us have stories to share that will impact others to make the world a better place to be in.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friends. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is where you get real support, unvarnished truth, and the real skills that you need to build a sustainable coaching or consulting business after you've left the corporate world. So welcome. It's great to have you here. And today we have a very special guest. Ms. Shelley Grace is here, and she'll be talking with us about how to get your book published. So we're in a time where the market for coaches and consultants is extremely crowded. And in order to stand out in this market, you need to have a unique voice. You need to have the ability to tell powerful stories that keep people engaged. And in order for people to know, like, and trust you and to discover you, you need a platform. You need a platform for speaking. And a great door opener for a speaking platform is a great business book. And that's exactly what Shelley Grace and her company do. She's the CEO of Delian Origin Publishers and founder of the Book to Millions program. She partners with entrepreneurs, CEOs, coaches, and consultants to write, publish, and market their nonfiction books to expand their brand and scale or start their business. And she's not new to this. Over the last 15 years, Shelley has written 8 books, 6 of which are international bestsellers published by Wiley. She's the real deal. She created a coaching and consulting practice that she scaled to 7 figures, helping parents understand school choice. She is a professional speaker. She's an executive coach and a former Fox Education expert and award-winning school principal in the 4th largest district in the nation. She has worked with hundreds of individuals, sharing her expertise in professional book publishing and business strategy to create and scale their businesses and expand their brand. Welcome to Life After Corporate, Shelley.
Thanks, Deb. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
I'm absolutely delighted. And you didn't come from the corporate world. So this was your life after education. Tell us how you made the transition from school principal and education expert to running your own publishing company and helping people write and publish their books.
Well, I started thinking about the transition way before I left my job, like many of us do, right?
Yeah.
Because you think there's got to be something more. You know, you reach that peak, the ceiling, your ambition, your purpose, and you want to do something else. So I had started because I was a principal and I had so much knowledge and information. And this is what I want to share with all of the listeners today. All of us have stories to share that will impact others to make the world a better place to be in. And during the time that I was in my leadership role, the school choice law came into play. And my parents kept asking me, it was a very unique law, it was brand new. The district wasn't really giving any factual, you know, information. It was all legalese. It wasn't, this is what the law is and this is what you can do. So I took it upon myself to write a book, just an informational ebook, basically, and share it. And the book went viral. Parents ate it up. They wanted to know more. So I saw a need to provide information. And from this, it scaled into a huge business for me, providing and giving information to others. And as you know, Wiley published 6 of my book series. I took on a partner I was a Fox education expert. I was still in the trenches as a principal doing all of this. So once I decided to transition and leave, I became an executive coach and people started coming to me because they knew that I had written books and they wanted to know more and how to do it. And I saw a niche to really help others do exactly what I did. And this is what we do today, but we make it easy for you. We do it all.
Because yeah, that's amazing. Because yeah. It's hard to choose. First of all, that's a fantastic story. And, you know, Wiley is one of the best known business book publishers out there. So congratulations on landing Wiley. I mean, just the credibility alone in that. I mean, you have so much credibility behind you. And even in your email signature, there's an endorsement testimonial from Jack Canfield endorsing your skills and your ability, which is just phenomenal. So for our listeners, because there's so many people who want to write books, who have an idea inside of them, right? And so we know a book is a great marketing tool. We know a book will help get you on stages. A book increases your credibility. It helps you get paid more because you're seen as an expert. But there's a lot of people that self-publish and it kind of goes nowhere. So one of the questions I think would be important is how do you create a book that will have demand? Because a book is only as good as the number of readers that actually pick it up and read it. So how do you get your book idea into such a form that it's something that people are going to want to read?
That's a great question. And to me, we have to really take a pulse of what's happening. Many of the authors that we have with us, they are transitioning. Some of them are creating their own consulting companies, or they have already a business and they want to scale it and expand their brand. So if you already have an audience, then we need to look at what is that niche that you can create with that book that is going to make you stand out. So a book is important. And what I tell a lot of my clients is, it's not about the number one Amazon bestseller. You know, that's like a really big myth. It's great that you do that, but it's the sustainability of the book and the income stream and the exposure that that book brings back to you once it's written. So to answer this question, there's a formula. The first is, what are you doing in your industry, or what do you want to do? What is that knowledge and expertise that you have that you know is important for others to have? So you have to have a pulse where what's happening in the now. The next step is you need to start creating your platform. Now, we work with our authors for a year. It doesn't mean that it takes us a year to write the book, but we create a launch pad for you because you need to have that launch pad. It's like a runway to be able to launch yourself out there. So are you going out? Are you being visible on social? Are you doing speaking engagements? No. How are you going to let that new audience that you want to attract into your space to know that, hey, this is what you're now doing? Now, one of the things that a lot of authors do is that they write a book, but they don't really focus on the one thing. That one thing is really important because it makes you stand out as that expert. So all of this, all of these pieces go into a formula because you have to go out there, and it's what you and I talk about all the time. It's about visibility. It's right. About getting known. It's about having somebody share that maybe listens to this podcast or has a conversation or picks up a book and says, hey, Deb, I just read this book. I think it would be great for you to have, you know. So this is how we create this exposure.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, you know, I think so many people have used that, I'm a number one Amazon bestseller, that it doesn't mean anything anymore. You know, when everyone is an Amazon bestseller, it just loses its panache.
Right.
So
and I'm knocking that. Well, I'm not knocking that. I think, you know, it's a good feat. But again, we go back to the algorithms and, you know, you have all different kinds of formulas to reach that. And it's great because you want to create, it's another venue of creating exposure for your book. But what I want the listeners to understand is that it's a strategy. It's one of many different strategies. But that strategy doesn't mean that you're going to have sustainability. So what I want you to understand is, what is that sustainability with your book? How is that book going to become part of the foundation of your business, part of the foundation of your brand, and part of your business strategy? So the book can then become a consulting program, or it could become a course, or you go on stages to speak. That it's all synergistically aligned.
Right. So it seems to me there's this before stage, the during stage of creating the book, and then the after stage of leveraging the book as a marketing asset, if you will, right? So yes. Beforehand, making sure that you have a platform, right? So you can't be invisible on social media and no one knows who you are and you have no followers. You don't have anyone in your ecosystem already consuming your content and expect to write a book and suddenly be famous, right? So there's the before piece where you're kind of warming up the audience. And I guess that's parallel, right? So you're doing that while you're writing the book. Tell us about the sequence of how you work with people.
Well, when they come into our space, we look at exactly what they have. Like, are you transitioning? Are you creating a consulting company to go out there and speak, to go out there into corporate, to share what you are now an expert in? So you want to be an industry leader. Do you want to grow? You know, you have a business that's been doing really well, but now you want to scale it and go to the next levels. And I also incorporate national media, because to me, the national media today is something that a lot of people don't look at. It's still out there. It is one of the fastest ways to make you an industry expert. It brands you. It branded me. And that's how I was able to scale so quickly and so fast. So we look at that aspect as well. But I don't want people to get discouraged, because I'm a proponent that I want everybody to write a book. I really feel that we need to leave a legacy in this world and share our gifts, talents, and abilities with others. So let's say that you don't even have a platform, that you're now working in corporate, and or you're a teacher, you're a principal, you know, you have something that you want to share with the world. You start with your circle, right? The circle of people that know, like, and trust you, and you start sharing it with them. And then it becomes a ripple effect where then they start sharing it with others. So it's just about putting the intention out there and saying, hey, I'm writing a book. This is what it's at. What do you think? Can you help me? Can you help me expand the mission that I'm trying to put out in the world?
Yeah, fantastic. Because so many times, and I know I'm guilty of this, it just feels daunting, right? So it just feels like, oh my God, where am I going to find the time? I'm already a successful business owner. I don't like to spend my weekends working. So it's like a commitment. It has to be a commitment and a priority, and you have to carve out the time for it. But once you set the intention of writing a book, how do you get to the why of writing this book, right? So you mentioned finding the gap, finding the thing that people really need to know about. You know, how do you start writing using some of the content that you already have?
That's a great question. Let's take my example, for instance, and I'll give you some case studies of authors that I have right now that I'm working with.
Perfect.
So in my example, I was a school principal. So this law came into play, brand new. A lot of things are happening in the world today that are brand new. One of them is the chatbot and, you know, ChatGPT. So when my parents came to me and wanted information, there really wasn't any information that was easy to understand. The industry that I'm in, like many industries, has their own language. So it was like legalese, education language, where sometimes it's difficult. So I decided to create a kind of like a how-to book, information. So all of us have this. We're in different industries and we have information. So you already have this information. You see the need for it. So you start looking at what you already have and you start creating a pathway or a plan with this information. So I'll give you some case studies. In my circle of authors right now, I have two authors that are CEOs and they are transitioning into becoming consultants. So they're really good with teams and they work with teams. So they're looking at one aspect that they've seen, they've studied, they've done research on that teams need, especially in the workforce that we are living in today. So they're creating a book on what their methodology is. They already have a lot of this information. So it's just putting into a content to follow a flow and a style for that reader to be able to understand. They're going to take this book later, create a consulting company, go into corporate, teach it, go on speaking engagements, go into national media. So that's how we do it.
Fantastic. So the book becomes a platform for the business model and what you're building afterwards. Because I think so many people, and I've seen this, where they write a book and then it's almost like if you write it, will they come? Right. And there's no plan for how to use the book to generate more business. So some of the things that I've seen that were really successful is people write a book and then there's either a companion on their website where you opt in for the workbook or the bonuses to the book, or maybe there's a course. You know, what are some of the best strategies that you've seen for people leveraging a book as a platform to get people engaged in their business?
Great question. So as we know, many people give their books for free. So you create a book, you create an ebook. It's easy because after you do it, it doesn't really cost you anything to just give it to maybe a prospect or a potential client. A lot of the other things that you can do is you can send, for instance, this is what I used to do. I used to send my book signed with a note to school superintendents, because that was my niche. I used to go out on stages. I used to open up, I do keynotes with school districts all around the country. And I would send a note and say, hey, you know, I think this book will be valuable for your teachers. I wrote a 6-book series for teachers, principals, school board members, and 3 for parents. So it was very niche specific. So it was easy to get in the door. So let's take one of the CEOs and the ones that I'm working with. And let's say they want to be a consultant in a corporation. So we do research. We look at who the CEO is, who the president is, or who the HR person is, because a lot of times in corporate, the HR person is the one that brings people in to do workshops for guest speaking engagements. So we send them a book with a note. You know, it opens doors, basically. If we're talking with media, the same thing. We look at journalists that follow our industry and, you know, we get into their zone. We start, you know, attracting ourselves to saying, hey, we just wrote this book, you know, so you get media attention. This is how you start creating your platform. You have to go out there. So you create a book and then you give it away as part of attracting more business. So people get to know you. They get to know your methodology, your style, and your brand.
I love that. And it's so in alignment with my vision of slow marketing for this year, right? So it's really about that personal touch. No one gets anything in the mail anymore, right? So it's all about, you know, chatbots and automated messages and people pushing links and dropping links. And we're so through with that. But it's something really special when you get a gift in the mail with a handwritten note of someone who's sending you this book because they think it'll be valuable for you. I love that. I think it's so so important for that personal touch. And the media, I think many people underestimate the ability to get featured. You know, if you think of the media, people are always looking for content. Yes. They are content consumers. You know, what's of interest? What's relevant to the broader audience that they're serving? And if you have something that's hot off the press, literally, and that, you know, is relevant to what's going on, and you said it, there's so much going on right now in the workforce, in the world, in technology, in psychology, in human development. I mean, there's really no area that's not constantly evolving and constantly changing, and people are hungry for information. I mean, I was just talking to my partner over breakfast this morning and he uses Audible and he's like read 6 books in the last month just by listening to them. So there's so many ways that you can consume these books as well.
That's true. And content is king. That's what I always say. We're always in need of content. And I never hired a publicist. I went directly because I did my due diligence, right? I did my research. I reached out. I did a lot of cold calls and relationship building, because let's face it, this is how we sustain our businesses and expand our brand, is through relationships. So what I did was I went and I created relationships with producers in the networks. And I said to them, look, I again sent them my book and said, this is what I'm doing, because they're always looking for content. They're always looking for stories to feature you in the media and to talk, to be an expert. So this is another way for you to align yourself with national media. Now, you take it and then you leverage it with everything else that you do with social media, when you're speaking on your platforms in front of other people. And this is, it's all a synergistic alignment to really put yourself out there in the world.
And it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be like War and Peace, right? We talked about in the accelerator the other week, we were talking about skinny books, right? Right. It can be a skinny book. You can have a whole series of books. And I sort of like that idea because then people are anticipating the next book in the series. You know, when my son was growing up, he was an avid reader and he would read, we would read all these series of books, like the whole Percy series and the Dragon series. And we would wait in anticipation for the next book in the series to be published. I mean, look at Harry Potter and what that's done. So even in the business realm, you don't have to spill the beans all in one book. Right. So talk to us about that, about the strategy for how do you make it powerful and impactful, but not necessarily very long?
Well, we go back to that one thing. And going back to a question that asked originally, how do you take the content that you already have and create a book? So think about all the things that you've produced, not only the knowledge that you have within your industry, but do you post on social media? What is it that you post? Do you do blogs? Do you have a podcast? So all of that is content that we can take and repurpose for the book. So how do you make it impactful? We start with the reasons why we want to write this book. Do you want to get on stages to speak? Then there's, you know, a way that we need to write the books to engage that audience. Because now you're talking to masses. You want to go and talk to meeting planners. So the why of why you want to do this book is very important. If you want to scale your business, it's a different methodology. We individualize all our programs because to me, not one size fits all. This is where my teaching comes into play, right? I know you're a former teacher too, and we individualize our instruction to make sure that, you know, our clients are on point with what their purpose and their mission of the book is. So it's really important. And a lot of times people, 85% of people were polled through surveys and they said, yes, I thought of writing a book, but how do you go about it? It's so daunting, right? And the reason why people sometimes don't write is because they have so much content, they don't know where to start. So I say start small. What is that one thing? Do you have a program that you walk your clients through? Is there, take my example, the school choice information that you can give someone? Maybe you have a leadership team strategy when, you know, teams are not in alignment. So what strategy can you put together in a book to help someone on that team move forward? So just simple one message, you know, one core message. And then from there, I always tell my clients, if you have all this content, put it aside because that's going to be your book 3, 4, and 5. So it's always creating a strategy. That's how I started my first book. That turned into the 6 that Wiley published because I saw a gap in the education world where parents weren't given communication, right? It's just, it was, I wrote a simple book Q&A and it was quick. It was easy. In fact, I have them here behind me so I can show them to you. And they were fun. And because we self-published them first, then Wiley picked them up. And this is one of the international ones that was translated. And, you know, and they're fun and they're just situational.
Wow. I love the graphics.
Yeah. For those of the you graphics who are great.
Who are listening, we'll have to post this one on YouTube so that you can see the inside. The graphics are fantastic. And, you know, it looks like a school book, right? It looks like something that you would pull off a school shelf. It's fantastic.
Right. So we professionals self-publish because, again, a book is an individualized piece of your entire brand.
But let's talk about that.
Flavor. Okay.
Yeah. So let's talk about the publishing piece. So you have you own the publishing house as well as the consulting and coaching firm that helps people get their books written. So now we have our book written. What do we do now? What are some of the ins and outs and the tricks around publishing?
Well, right now in this day and age that we live in, professional self-publishing is really hot. Back 20 years ago, 15 years ago, when I started writing and Wiley published me. I self-published the first 4 books, but back then it was a different era. It was an era of getting published with one of the big houses, which is still really great today. But today it's a lot easier to self-publish. So what I always tell my clients is we have our clients own 100% of the rights and royalties. We don't own the royalties because I help them on their journey. So after they have this huge platform, if they get noticed from one of the top houses and, you know, they want to get a contract, then by all means, I got a very big advance from Wiley. I was very blessed. But before that, I had made a lot of traction speaking and selling the books from stages and from all the coaching programs that we had. So we made a lot of money from the books. And then Wiley then bought us out. But again, it's what is it that you want? Sometimes I have clients come to me that have hired agents and have a book proposal, but that book proposal didn't go anywhere. They weren't picked up by any of the houses. So what I say to them is, okay, let's take this. In fact, I have one of my clients right now, we took her book proposal, we refreshed it, we're writing the whole book. And through, you know, if in the future they so desire that they get a contract with a publishing house, that's great. But now we need to look at, again, the why of your book. Because if you have a business and you want to use your book for courses, programs, consulting, then you want to own 100% of your rights and royalties. So again, it's what is the why?
Right. So it's more if I'm getting this right, it's more advantageous to self-publish because you own all the rights and royalties. Right. And why is that important?
Because then you can take your book and you can create a course from your book. You can take your book and you can create a high ticket program. So going back to using a book as part of the business foundation, let's lay out that you have a year long program. Let's take you, for instance, Deb, because I'm in your program and I love it. And it's a great program because it's the transitioning and it's the scaling of your business. So now you write a book, The Great Do-Over, right? Transitioning from corporate into entrepreneurship. And that book is part of your high ticket program. That book walks your prospect, your ideal client, your client through the methodology that now you have. Then that same book you take and you put on in modules, which you've done, and those are your courses that you now sell to others. You can take part of that book component and create a VIP day. And, you know, you could create part of that book component and do a retreat, a 3-day in-person retreat, because now we're coming back live and it's so much fun. So you own the rights and royalties of the book. It doesn't, you know, and you take the book and you sell it. The book is another income stream. So now you get another income stream as part of your book. Some people say, can I make money from the book? Yes, it's what the book is going to do to leverage with everything else that will make you money.
That's so fantastic. And thank you for my book title. I sit here and say, what is it? Is it Life After Corporate? Is it The Great Do-Over? Is it The Launch Lab? Is it something different entirely, like opt out, you know, how to stop leaning in and opt out and launching your own business? I have all these thoughts swirling around in my head, which is probably why it's so great to have someone like you who can be such a powerful sounding board and say, no, this is it. This is what the market will Absolutely. Really grasp on to. I think that's so much fun. I mean, I have so many visions right now. I always get so excited talking to you because I think about it is on my vision board.
Right.
I have a sticker that says New York Times bestseller on my vision board.
Absolutely.
So I had to I didn't want the Amazon bestseller because I feel like that's been so watered down, but the New York Times bestseller, I mean, that's Absolutely. The holy grail, right? That's the holy grail of book publishing. So I actually put that on my vision board this year. I haven't told anyone, I haven't shown anyone, but now I've admitted it publicly. So I guess now, Shelley, we have to write my book.
I'd love to. I'd be honored to write your book. And that's what I tell my clients. We need to be pithy. We need to be, you know, capture the attention of our audience in a nanosecond, right? Yeah. Like, you know, transition from corporate to entrepreneurship. It's easy. It's clear, right? People understand it. When we wrote our books, I did the school talk series. Why? Because it was about talking about school talk. And that's what I love to do. I love to create conversations with my clients that will get them thinking about short, sweet, you know, fast, that when people see it, they know exactly. I'm working with another author right now who is a doctor and she has a practice to save people's marriages. So that book is going to be coming out real soon. But what we've done, and this is for all of the educators out there, because I'm now working with two principals that are coming on board that have their doctorates and are transitioning. Because another thing that I want you guys to know is that if you have a doctoral dissertation that is sitting on your shelf, get it out and we can repurpose it for the mass market. So this is what I'm doing with two that are coming in and one client that I'm currently working in. We're creating the book so that people, you know, normal lay people can read it, because as an educator, and I've been in academia, I've been a university professor, you know, sometimes, you know, when you read things, it's like, it's not practical fun. It's not, you know,
no, it doesn't engage you. It's hard to get through.
Yes. It's research based. Okay. It's APA style research based. And it's like, no, let's make this fun. Let's make it riveting. Let's get the client to know, hey, if I do this, then my marriage is going to get better. So this is what we're doing with the research that she's done. She's been in practice for 30 years and the book's going to be out real soon. So everybody will get to know about it.
That's fantastic. Oh, Shelley, this has been such a great conversation. How do people get started? How do they learn more? Is there something that you have that can get the juices flowing on what their book might be about? Or
yes, absolutely. I would love to give everybody a gift so that they can start, especially after today that we've been giving them all these strategies. I have a 3-step proven system that you can download, and I can send you the link, Deb. It's booktomillions.com/proven system, all one word, and they can download it and you guys can start. You can start putting together your plan through a 3-step process that we discussed today on the air.
That's fantastic. So start putting your book plan together now with the Books2Millions/proven system, Books2Millions.com. And that's not a numeral two, that's booktomillions.com slash proven system. And that's fantastic. Thank you for your generosity. Do you have any final words of encouragement? Because it is a mindset issue, right? It kind of kicks up all your stuff when you think about writing a book.
Yes, absolutely. It's very transformational. And to me, it's important that you either get in a group, a community, you know, reach out. I'd be more than happy to have a conversation, because a lot of people don't start, because you're absolutely right. It's mindset. Even my clients tell me, who's going to read my book? And I'm like, my gosh, this person was an amazing leader in this world. Like, all of us have so much to share. It doesn't matter who you are, where you came from. Everyone has their gift, talents, and abilities to share with the world. So when you get into that fear, think that that book might change someone's life. And that should motivate you enough. But if the motivation, it's that, you know, accountability piece. And it's the fear that holds us back. But know that you're not alone. If, you know, there's communities of writing, I would love to have a conversation with you. Deb, we're going to get a plan on the books to start talking about your book, because you are a powerhouse and we need to get it out in the world. Remember, we all have knowledge to share and we want to make this world a better place. And we all want to leave a legacy. That was my biggest motivator, besides giving information to parents, but seeing so many amazing educators leave the profession that I was in with so much history and knowledge. So if we share it, then it's there forever.
And that's so brilliant. The way to get out of fear is to think about how this book actually helps someone else. It's not about you. Like I always say, it's not about you. It's all about them. And that's the quickest way to get out of the fear state and leaving a legacy. So beautiful. Thank you so much, Shelley Grace, for being with us today and gracing our stage. That's it for now, my friends. We will see you next time on Life After Corporate. Take care. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.